Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Hour number two as we get going. First and second, no out for the Yankees. They're going to get over that 3.5 now, just so you know. That's a guarantee because Joe, wishy-washed on it. I don't know. Yagros, all this. It's 11-0 now. The Padres lead the Braves as they continue to pour it on, but they're now going, it looks like, to the top of the ninth, so mercifully it's almost over for Atlanta. But Austin Riley does hit in the top of the ninth, and we wouldn't have a problem if he decided to hit a homer before he went home. There would be nothing wrong with that. Dodgers have a 3-0 lead on the Reds. 5-2 Cubs lead the Rockies. 4-2 Tigers lead the Royals. Joe Lisi already gave you a play on the Tigers for Saturday. He's two baseball games ahead of you. So he's got you covered for Saturday in Major League Baseball. End of two in Calgary, 5-1 Vegas. Man, lifeless from Calgary tonight. Haven't seen that much this year.
Came out flat.
Oh, look at this loser. Trevino hits into a double play. Oh, what a loser.
Jack, don't call me Lee Trevino.
Oh, jeez.
Meanwhile, can I just say something? Did you see the video of J.J. Watt laying out somebody that went on stage at the Zac Brown Band this weekend or tonight?
No, I did not
see. So the guy comes up on stage to dance, and J.J. Watt lays him out.
What was J.J. Watt doing on stage?
I don't know. He comes flying across the corner, like literally.
Come on.
I swear to you, it was, I don't know if you, I'm going to send it to you. You could see it in the break. J.J. Watt, okay, check your Instagram DM. I just sent it to you. Okay, J.J. Watt.
I never open Instagram, Joe. Find
nobody messes
it.
With the Zac Brown Band. Right? Nobody.
He's all over the place. I saw a week ago he was in London or something, J.J.
Yeah, I don't tackle like that anymore on Sundays.
Well, that's
but a guy, a buck .35 that jumps out on stage wearing a cowboy hat, I'm going to lay his ass out because I'm J.J. Watt.
Blackhawks lead the Sharks 4-3. In the third period, about 9 minutes to go, Pat Foley night in Chicago as the broadcaster is going to be hanging them up after this season. 2-0, the Canucks lead the Coyotes, and 3-0, the Avalanche lead the Devils. Later this hour, Joe, we'll get into the NBA a little bit. We will get into the golf a little bit from today at the RBC. And the Yankees don't get anything in the seventh. First and second, nobody out.
Algos, no.
The Algo.
Let me just say this about the Algos. You see, I know the Algos are smarter than me. I just play. I give what they...
You just try to beat the Algo? That's all you try to do?
I don't try to beat the Algo. I try to really think that, okay, the Algo knows more than me, so I'm just gonna put it out there. If it's too good to be true, it's probably the wrong play because the Algo knows.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, the Mightier, 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, where they're having a party with the Padres tonight, 11-0 in the eighth. Sports Map, Sports Byline, good to have everybody here tonight hanging with us. As we take you through the evening, I don't want to get in. What's the matter, Joe? What now?
No, you're right. The kid with that looks like he plays in ZZ Top as Marsh. This guy's got more protective equipment on than I. You would think he's go. He takes off the wrist brace, protector, the arm, the thigh, the shin. He's batting like a buck 84.
I know. The guy can't hit his. Guy can't hit his weight, but he's got double his weight in armor on at the plate.
He should be in goal for the Canucks tonight.
Jeez. I mean, come on. We need to get serious around here. Really do.
These people are ridiculous. Embarrassing. Really. I'm telling you, he's like the rich kid that comes to like the field. He's got 46 protective equipment. He's got the visor. He's got everything, and he can't do anything. Did you see the kid get laid out by Watt?
No, I honestly, Joe, it's not. I'm not upset that you brought it up because I'm glad that you told me, but I don't even want to see it. I think that I'm done with JJ Watt. I don't need any more of his nonsense.
Home run, Angels.
Really, Marsh? After you bashed him,
no,
you bashed Marsh, and then they put one over
it
the fence.
Wasn't Marsh, it was Max Stassi. Tonight 4. I wanted to take. They were plus 8.5.
10-4, good buddy. Padres are still hitting. This is just.
Oh man, these.
Maybe the Braves can have like a little bit of something in the top of the ninth, like Austin Riley hitting a homer. Maybe we can get
3-0 Canucks.
Let's go, let's go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. They have mercifully gone to the ninth in San Diego, where the Padres, I mean, I've lost track. I mean, what are they up now, Joe? 13, 11, 12, 13?
Oh, man.
12-0. Sorry, 12-0. But we're looking for the ultimate garbage time home run from Austin Riley here in the ninth. See, the games are never over, Joe, when you have action on them. That's why that's what we love about, being on the grid. And the games are never over. Blowouts, please. There's no such thing as blowouts. We always have tickets.
Exactly.
We always have something cooking somewhere. And we will try to make that happen with Riley when he comes up here in the top of the ninth before they're done. 2-0 Yankees. Blue Jays get the leadoff man, or they get a man on. I think Guerrero actually struck out. I saw some dopey kid in the crowd at Yankee Stadium, Joe, hold up an 0-for-4 to Guerrero when he was walking back to the dugout. I guess the kid missed 24 hours ago when he stuffed 3 homers in the Yankees' face. I guess he forgot about that. Like, honestly.
Typical.
Typical. Oh, look at this. So the Braves hit a homer, but it's not Austin Riley. Oh, you got to be kidding me. It's Ozzie Albies. Oh, Joe. I got so excited there for a moment. I saw a ball leave the yard. Come on, man. Give me Austin Riley. He's actually up. He's not even up next. Coyotes. Olsen, then Riley.
Could the Coyotes? What's going on in this?
Why do you wait a second? Why do you need the Coyotes all of a sudden? What is that? What are you talking about?
Over. It's 3-0.
Come on.
I need them to
Canucks
contribute.
Will get them all themselves.
Here we go. Here we go. The hockey guy telling me. I forgot. All right.
You need two from them.
Exactly. Could they start now?
Sure.
What's going on with this Red game?
What do you mean, what's going on with it?
All of a sudden, who was it? Walker Buehler on the mound? The guys, I mean, come on. We had runners' bases loaded. First inning.
He's a decent pitcher.
I know he's a decent pitcher. I know that. But when he grooves a fastball down the middle, 96 miles an hour, can we smash it? I mean, that's what these guys get paid for, right?
You would Moment think? Of truth here. Austin Riley coming up for the Braves, Joe.
All right, Dinger, just make Carver $1 million tonight. Come on.
This will be a big hit for me if he gets a homer here.
All right, come on, kid. Come on,
Riley.
Big
hit for me.
Come on. Come on, Riley.
And you're getting mad at the Reds for not scoring runs.
I mean, come on. This team. Unbelievable.
I do want to eventually, after Riley hits here. Oh, look at this. Blue Jays hitting to a double play. How about that? The big fella, Alejandro Kirk, into the 6-4-3. Chad Green gets the job done. How about that, Joe? Yankees go to the bottom of the eighth, holding that 2-0 lead. Oh, that was a good pitch for Riley. He hit it. He had it, Joe. Fouled it back. He throws him another one like that. It's going to go out.
Come on, Riley. Sit dead red.
Come on, Riley.
Sit dead red, guy.
Come on. This is called
get the curve, Riley.
This is stat tack on time, baby. It's time to pad stats. When you're losing 12-1 in the ninth inning, it's time to make those stats look better at the end of the year. These are the moments, Joe, that you live for as a major leaguer, to pad those stats.
Get the curve, Ricky. Bring them the heater, Riley.
Come on. Oh, right down the middle. He struck him out. I mean, right down the middle. I mean, honestly, dude.
It's looking
sit down.
Kids looking slider.
Sit down, meat.
Come
I mean,
on.
Seriously.
Come
sit
on.
Down, meat.
You got to sit dead red right there. Why not?
What?
See, this is what I'm talking about. Students of the game. You're down 12-0. You think
this
the guy's
is what
gonna...
I'm talking about. Students of the game. What are you talking about?
These kids, because the kid's up there, it's down 12-0. Does he really think the pitcher's not going to throw a fastball down the middle to get out of the inning? I mean, does he really in his brain think the guy's going to throw a changeup or a slider? Like, let's be honest now. They're up 12-0. The game is going on. This kid has an opportunity to make a statement. Sit dead red. Look fastball.
Wasn't meant to be, Joe. What can you do? Can we get a couple goals from the Flames,
Reds.
Maybe? How about a couple goals from them? Let's start getting into some things for tomorrow, Joe.
God, what do you want to bring up?
Now, it sounds like Jared Allen's going to play for the Cavs. Now, remember last night, the Cavs were a 1.5-point favorite. That thing steamed all the way to the Hawks -3.5 mm-hmm. this morning. And then the news about Allen playing tomorrow night, it has it back to Hawks -1.5.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of movement here, Joe, on the line and the number in this game. A lot of movement.
I like the Cavs. You know, we had one favorite that covered. That was, I mean, one favorite that didn't cover. That was the Nets, and it was the Cavs that came through. I'm inclined to take them. Here's what I'm inclined to do. Friday night, both dogs.
I don't know. I think the
more
Clippers
Cavs.
I think the Clippers
am.
Are going to beat the Pelicans.
Yeah, the Clippers. This team too.
this team too. What about him, Joe?
Nah, Reggie Jackson. I know.
You just don't want to back Reggie Jackson.
I love Paul George. He's going to will that team.
I mean, come on. You can't root for Matias tomorrow night? I mean, Matias is a big Clipper fan. You can't root for him tomorrow night? Helped us out all week. He's done a tremendous job. You can't root for his team tomorrow night? I mean, where's the loyalty sometimes? It's just, it's never there.
I have none.
It's never there. Here's what I will say in all seriousness, Joe, about these two games tomorrow night. They all went under, right? All four games so far have all gone under?
Yes.
You notice how low they've made these totals now tomorrow night?
Yes.
222.5 and 216.
Okay, so you're saying over?
You want to bang the overs now? You want to go back the other way?
It's a possibility.
Judge hits one deep to left center. It's a ground rule. No, it's not a ground rule, though, but it is a double for Judge. In the bottom of the eighth to lead off. How about that? Good for Aaron. What do you think, Joe? You want to do overs tomorrow? You want me to tell you where the, not that you care about this because you think that these are fabricated numbers, but do you want me to tell you where the tickets are?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to bring it up, so you got to give me a moment. It might have to be something for after the break.
I got it up here on FanDuel. Here, I'll do it.
Oh, that's 9%
of the money on Atlanta.
No, we want to know the ticket total. No, for the over-under, we want to know.
Well, I don't know. I don't care about that. 89%. Okay, so 90%, supposedly, according to this graph, on Trae Young and the Hawks. So if the Hawks win, the book is absolutely going to get slaughtered. So I expect bloodbath Friday, Saturday morning. Oh, we took it on the chin. The Hawks, we lost $9 million because the Hawks won. All right, that's what I expect to hear. I'm taking the Cavs now based off this.
All right, here we go. Let me get this up. If the page would ever load. We'll have to do this after the break, Joe. I'll find out where the action is on the totals. Mm-hmm.
Right.
When we come back. That's on the Hawks. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We
got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. Just over 8 minutes to go in the third period in Calgary. 5-1 Knights. Gutless effort from the Flames tonight, that's for sure. Let me give you, I told you, Joe, I'd give you the numbers here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, the Atlanta-Cleveland game, the total opened at 225.5. 65% of the tickets are on the under. 73% of the money is on the under. Mm-hmm. It is now down to 222.5. So that's that game. And in the Clipper-Pelican game, opened at 217.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 63% of the tickets on the under, 92% of the money on the under. It is now 216.
All right, so we're taking the over. Coyotes scored 3-1, 6 minutes left in second.
As long as Vancouver wins the game, that's all that matters to me.
All right, but this Reds team, fifth inning, 3-0. Could we get Buehler out, or could they explode for 46 runs in the bottom of the fifth?
You're living dangerously asking for the Reds to help you out against the Dodgers, Joe. I'm just saying.
So I guess a professional baseball team can't get two or three runs in because Walker Buehler's on the mound, right? I mean, you know, he's just unhittable.
It's a big spot. It's a home opener for the Dodgers tonight.
So what does that mean? What does that mean? These kids. So they just they came in. That's it. They laid up. It's the Dodgers home opener. Go 27 up and 27 down, guys.
Well, you know the Reds are awful, right? Like they're like landfill awful. Like they're really bad.
They're not. They got Joey Votto.
We had this discussion last week.
They're gutty.
Joey Votto, who you killed for doing the mic'd up segment at first base against the Braves last Thursday night. Killed him. Now you love him.
I don't love him. He can hit the baseball. I'll give him that. The kid can hit.
the kid can hit.
All right? He's no Chris Sabo, Eric Davis, or any of the others. Kevin Mitchell, when Mitchell was on the Reds.
All right, so both the overs in the playing games tomorrow night. Is that what you're saying?
No,
or are you not committing
to that?
I like
the Cavs. I like the overs, but I like the Cavs. I really do. When you have 90% of the money on one side on such a small line, 1.5, more times than, I mean, think about it. Cavs have to win the game, basically, for them to cover. And 90% of the money is on Atlanta. I'm taking the Cavs.
Taking the Pelicans, too?
You know what? That game last night showed me something. I love Paul George, but to me, outside of George, they are so inconsistent. Reggie Jackson, you never know what you're going to get out of this guy. You just don't. He doesn't dish.
I think you just love Valanciunas now, so that's why you...
Well, Valanciunas, forget it. He should be wearing a scarf in tomorrow's game. Instead of when he comes off, instead of giving him the Gatorade bottle, they should give him some port. I play in the NBA. I have a 19-size foot. Oh, wink, wink. Darling, can you pass my New Balance? I'm playing a play-in game tomorrow against the Clippers. I need to have a double-double. Doesn't he sound like that type of guy with the hair slicked back and the beard? Come on.
I guess.
No? Valanciunas. If this career doesn't work out for me, I could always try out for GQ or Vogue. I mean, come on. I mean, he looks like a model out there. I mean, you know, he wears the arms. He's pushing around. He's wearing Skechers. His feet look like canoes.
I'm a little torn on this game. I originally was thinking Hawks, but
the numbers are sniffing me to the
Cavs a little bit.
Come on, Cavs.
I may just do like I did last night and stay away from a side and just...
Take the over. Over and alt spreads.
What alt spreads?
Let's take a 5.5.
You want to lay 5.5?
No, we'll take the Cavs plus 5.5. Over, and then let's parlay it with the other over in the other game.
Hold on a second. Let me try to catch up here. Do you want to take? You know, stop. I need to see what this looks like on paper.
All right, think it through.
So you want the Cavs to get 5.5 is what you're telling me.
Yeah. What is that? Or 4.5?
Minus 205 for the 5.5.
That's not that bad. We'll put it in a parlay.
How about the Cavs with the 5.5 over 222 for plus 166?
All right, let's do that.
That's what you want to do?
Yeah, let's do that.
You don't want to put any like dopey third and fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh legs in this. You actually just want to play it. The over and the Cavs plus 5.5. That's it.
The over and the Cavs plus 5.5.
All right.
Can I get you to buy into that?
Yes. You can.
Right. Okay.
You can.
So that's the first play. If we win, we doubled down on the over in the Clipper game.
Okay. Who do you like in the game? Clippers or the Pelicans?
I'm sort of liking the Pelicans. They showed me some heart last night.
All right. So why don't we do the over 216? And we do the Pelicans 8.5.
All right. I could do that.
Plus 151.
All right, but we're taking our winnings from the first game and putting the parlay in the second game.
So you want to roll it over?
Yep.
So over and 5.5 for the Cavs.
Screenshot both of those and we'll play it after the show.
What does that mean, screenshot both of those? You tell me I'm not going to play it? What are you trying to say?
I want you to remember. I want to do it for myself. I need a reminder.
I thought you were trying to say that I wasn't going to play it. I thought you were trying to say I wasn't going to play it.
Whoa.
I thought you were challenging me or something.
We're partners here.
All right.
This is the way we're going into the weekend? Come on. We're supposed to have our chi in order. Plus, once we win these, the crypto play of Detroit on Saturday.
Yeah, you can have fun with that. All right. I haven't been involved in these Saturday dippings that you've had.
Have they won?
I think you're 2-1. I mean, and that is a win. I'm not going to listen. I'll take 2-1 every three games. That's for sure. But
plus, I have my USFL Game of the Year release tomorrow night.
Game of the century. Yeah. USFL Game of the Century.
Right.
This
hasn't come out since 1984.
Listen, here's all I need from you tomorrow night, all right? Give me, seriously, somebody that I'm actually going to know on one of these teams. Like,
break down all the rosters tonight. How about that?
I'm
going to be on with Craig Meesh tomorrow.
Really? On the NewsWire?
On the NewsWire. Why?
No, new show this week for Craig. It's great.
I know.
Outstanding.
They got little Carver and Lisi action.
That's on Sports Grid TV. There you go.
Tremendous. They're going to show my beautiful face. I just got a haircut, too.
Now, you get a haircut today. Are you going to get another one before you go to Vegas?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. You're going to
clean that up before you go out there? Is that the deal?
I dragged myself into the gym. You know, I've been a little banged up this week. I've been not 100%. You know, battling a little allergies or whatever's going on. But I forced myself in for an arm workout today. Here's more.
You forced yourself in.
Yeah. Elbow protector.
Oh, what a cheap shot from this guy on Calgary. Ooh.
Here's Marsh.
Got away with it.
Foot protector, shin protector, elbow protector,
wrist
protector.
I'm gonna give you a couple things for the golf here too. Oh, by the way, so when we roll these both over.
Yes.
And then you're gonna roll it into the Tigers on Saturday. I'm gonna find something else to
Carver, that's up to you. I can only lead you to water. I can't make you drink it. All right? I can only go so far. You know? You're supposed to respect your elders, right? I'm older than you. I don't understand. You know? No respect.
You're not that much older than me, Joe.
No, I know. I could still be in a boy band. But God.
Second and third, nobody out for the Blue Jays here in the top of the ninth. 3-0. The Yankees had an add-on run in the bottom of the eighth. And now the Blue Jays just get one run and wouldn't have gone over that 3.5 that I tried to talk Joe into before. And he scoffed at me. Because he didn't want to go against the Algo.
Well, and they got the top. Yet.
It's not over yet is right. Vegas gets another goal. 6-1. Gutless from Calgary tonight. Absolutely gutless.
Angels cut it to 10-5. Runners on first and second.
Listen,
Marsh.
I don't care. Obviously, I want the Angels to lose. But the main thing is that Ohtani got racked again. Because I want him to have like a 7 ERA all year. And we'll give him the MVP anyway because he pitched every 5 days. So we want to make sure we do that.
I have a question. This week in baseball still on?
No.
This week in baseball.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
If
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. So the Yankees, Joe, they bring in King. They took Chapman out of the game, who loaded the bases with nobody out against the Blue Jays. So top of the order, George Springer up, and he just struck out looking to King.
Bad pitch. Bad pitch. It looked like it was outside. Typical Yankee call.
Maybe. Typical Yankee call. That's nice. So a 3-0 lead now, bases loaded, one out.
In the Bronx.
And Bo Bichette coming up, which means you know who's not too far behind, Joe.
Vlad. Well, I hope that kid is still there in the 10.
I want the kid who put the dopey kid who put the 0-for-4 in his face as he was going back into the dugout. I want to see what he says when Vlad puts one into Westchester when he comes up.
Bo Bichette. Oh, Bichette! Oh, double play. Game over.
Really? Thanks a lot. Yeah. I'm only trying to watch the game, and you got to go and do that.
Nice. I'm watching it on MLB Network. What can I say?
Real nice.
Well, now I finally get real this. Nice. I told you the outcome.
What is that guy
man.
Doing so far off the bag? Look, I'm glad the Yankees won, but geez.
You know,
they got helped out there.
Let me just...
Yankees win. There you go, Joe.
6-1 Canucks.
Yes, I was going to mention Canucks. That to you. End the game. Woo! Then there you go.
You know, I should just play hockey, man. I mean, it's amazing.
You've been cleaning up.
Why can't these Reds or Dodgers score?
Yeah.
What are they doing? 3-0 in the first. You know what that's typical of? Running a kickoff back in football. Anytime a kickoff goes back, opening play, dead under.
Dead under.
Dead under. It is. Go back to the days. I'll go back, track that. Kickoff return for a touchdown, dead under. I'll give you. Giants and Cincinnati Bengals 2 years ago. Opening kickoff, dead under, 12-7 final or 12-9, whatever it was. It's just always a dead under. Three runs in the first. Reds, bases loaded. Two outs.
Why don't you go in for more? Over 6, minus 115.
You always got to rub it in.
I'm not rubbing it in. I'm saying why don't you go in for more? All right, I just want to confirm something here as we start to get everything. We got to get all our things in order here for tomorrow. So we're doing Cavs 5.5 in the over in the first game. We're doing Pelicans 8.5 and the over in the second game, right?
Yes, and send me a screenshot your golf plays. So I'm going to have some crazy stuff for tomorrow.
Well, look, tomorrow, obviously, we're really focused tomorrow on just guys making the cut, to be quite honest with you, Joe. And then Saturday morning is when we'll reset the deck and play some matchups, okay?
I'm telling you this tomorrow. You know what's going to happen? Early games in MLB are going to be dead unders, and then the night game on the West Coast, if there's any West Coast action, it's going to be over. What's the MLB card tomorrow night? Guaranteed when we're on, it's going to be over.
So. You want the card when we're on?
I'm looking at it right now.
The Reds and the Dodgers again. You have Gonsolin and Gutierrez. That's a 10 o'clock Eastern start, 9.5. That's a big total for the Reds and the Dodgers.
Yeah, see, and that's going to be the one that goes over. And
I like the under in the Astros Mariners. Although Oda Rizzi's pitching, he's a hack. And Gonzalez
go
for the
with
Mariners.
The over in Colorado. It's a flat 10.
Marcus Stroman and Herman Marquez in Colorado tomorrow night. How about you want to come back? And now, so the Braves, who have been not very good here at the start, they just lost 2 out of 3 to the Nats. They split 4 with the Reds. Now they get absolutely boat raced tonight by the Padres. You want to go back with the Braves tomorrow night?
No, I have a
minus 102.
No, the stochastics are getting low on the Rays.
The who?
Tampa Bay
the what?
The stochastics, the indicators. We're starting to bottom out with the Tampa Bay Rays here.
I'm talking about the Braves. What?
I know, but no, I don't like the Braves. I waved that off. I'm going with the TB Rays, possible, plus the 1.5 runs at minus 166 and plus 126 on the money line.
Yankees are in Baltimore tomorrow night. 9.5 over 9.5 minus 108.
Every time they play the Orioles, they club them.
Not every time. They lost a lot of games to them last year.
Yeah, I understand, but their totals sail through.
Yes, they're usually high-scoring games.
So why is it juiced to the under at minus 112? That's an over we should just blindly bet.
So blindly bet it, Joe.
I am. If it's one thing I know, Judge and the crew, they get healthy.
You want to go back to the Pirates tomorrow night?
What are they laying?
Minus 112.
I would lay them 112. I don't like the
you got to remember the Nationals suck.
Yeah, but the Nationals are favored.
Yeah, I don't know. They got something screwy with the line there.
I sort of like the Pirates minus 112 at home.
Do you?
Yeah. You know who I like too? I like the Marlins. They play the Phillies pretty tough.
They beat them tonight 4-3.
Yeah, they just.
How about your Mets home opener tomorrow with the Bassett Hound on the mound against Arizona? One Eastern first pitch. What are you doing?
I don't even see that line.
It's the first one on the board. I mean,
Hank Bassett, huh?
Hank Bassett, come on, man.
I'm kidding.
This is the Bassett Hound. Legend.
Yeah, that line is fishy, though. Why are they only giving you minus 1.5 runs, minus 110? That's fishy to me.
Yeah, I'm not betting the run line anyway.
I like the under.
91% of the money on the Mets. 78% of the spread.
Yeah, that's a dead Mets. Boy.
I mean, the tickets. There you go.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Books are going to get slaughtered if all these, you know. I tell you what, if these numbers are dead on, going to get slaughtered tomorrow. I can't wait to hear the bloodbath.
Tomorrow night, we'll have to also address all the first round games, game ones on the weekend in the NBA, Saturday and Sunday.
No USFL?
I mean, could you let me finish saying everything that we were going to address tomorrow night?
Go ahead. Address it.
We need to get through all of the game ones in the NBA, Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
We need to get through the golf.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get through, there's a lot of hockey on Saturday. There's a lot of baseball.
So we're not going to have any conversation back and forth.
And
just
then,
rip through the slate.
And then you have to give me the five dime play of the year in the USFL for opening weekend. Saturday night, Generals in Birmingham. What's the Birmingham mascot's name? What are they calling themselves?
Stallions.
The Stallions. The Generals and the Stallions. Who's the quarterback for Birmingham? You got to know this stuff, Joe. This is what I need tomorrow night. I need you on point with the USFL.
I'm going to be on point. I just want to make sure. Here you go. We're bouncing around. You got
is
me
it
looking
Tiamu?
Baseball.
Tiamu?
I don't think he's from Birmingham. Is he? Is Tiamu on Birmingham? I don't believe he is.
I have no idea.
You're just guessing now. Stop. Hang on. You're right, it is Tiamu. I already am locked and loaded on what I like here.
For the USFL?
Yeah, for that game.
What about the triple header on Easter?
I told you the best game of the weekend is Philadelphia Stars, New Orleans Breakers. Okay?
The best game of the weekend.
Yes.
Man, look at these games. Spread 2.5, 2.5, 2.5. Why are they all 2.5? Is there something we don't know about the scoring here? Are they not kicking extra points?
No, they just made it cookie cutter, and Tiamu's not.
What's the point after touchdown situation? They all have to go for two?
No, 1, 2, and 3. Just like the XFL.
Now, the highest totals in the Stars and the Braves. Well, I'm noticing a lot, all these 2.5s. They're all 2.5s.
Yeah, because they don't know. They're not.
If you're
going
to bet these things, Joe, you got to know the rules. I'm not saying this to you in general specifically. Like, you need
double
to know.
Passes
I'm saying,
are good. Double passes
I'm saying this
are
to
good.
People who actually want to bet this nonsense on Saturday and Sunday. You just really like need to find out what the rules are, because this is not like the NFL where they're kicking an extra point after the
game. They're not, but you have 1, 2, or 3. I just told you, just like the XFL, you could do double passes too. First pass behind the line of scrimmage, second pass can go as well. So first pass has to be forward, but it could be. So think about this, okay? Shotgun, right? Quarterback goes, Tiamu drops back to pass. Front pass, like a little swing pass to the running back, okay? Running back runs towards the line of scrimmage. He could chuck it for the second time downfield as long as he doesn't cross the line of scrimmage.
This is way too much.
What do you mean it's way too much?
Are we going to get any Shea Patterson props tomorrow on this game?
You're going to take a Shea Patterson prop. You're bashing the guy.
You're the one telling me there's going to be all this offense. There's going to be all this up and down.
In the first, you don't listen. The first game is Birmingham, New Jersey.
Talking about
time.
He's playing Sunday at noon.
Yeah, nobody's going to. No, no, that's not the game that has the good shot to go over. The second one, New Orleans versus Philly, the 4 o'clock window.
Why does that game have a better shot of going over than the Houston game?
Because everybody, it's a holiday weekend, all eyes on that, the 4 o'clock window.
There is going to be no eyes on that. There's going to be no eyes on any of these games.
You're wrong. They're going to be sitting back. They're going to be having their ham. They're going to be having their meatballs and pasta. They're going to put,
yeah,
put it on.
They're going to be watching, they're going to be watching the Nets and the Celtics.
Nets and the Celtics. Why do they want to watch that?
Ah, oh, Joe.
Want to see guys walking through the motions? These guys are going to go up after it.
Man, you got to be on the payroll over there. I mean, you just got to be. You got to be on the payroll over there.
These guys are bringing it, man. Lunch pail.
All right, we'll get your picks tomorrow night, okay? We'll find.
Watch
time.
This. I could see it. No. Can you bring the meatballs and rigatoni, please? And by the way, put on a. Philadelphia Stars and New Orleans Breakers. It's on USA. Thanks. Thank you, Nono.
Listen, bet the under. Bet the under in all these games.
Yeah,
you want something
I'll
to blind
that. Come
bet?
On. Come on.
I'll bet the under
you,
in
I'll
all
bet your DoorDash. Me and you. Let's go.
Bet your DoorDash. Joe, by the way, very upset with the food delivery services. He's got favorites. He's got one that he's Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We wrap it up after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We got
to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Some life in Los Angeles, Joe, as your boy Aquino hit a 2-run homer for the Reds in the top of the 6th. So it's now a 3-2 game in the bottom of the 6th. So there you go, Joe. You got a little life out of the Reds there.
Yeah, we got a little pulse. We got a pulse, Carver.
You didn't hear no bell yet. You didn't hear no bell.
No, there's no bell. Ding, ding.
They're still going, I believe. Did they finally end the misery in they did end the misery in Arlington. 10-5. The Rangers beat the Angels. But, Ohtani pitched, and that's all that matters. Didn't pitch well, but he pitched. And that's what counts, Joe, at the end of the day. Right? 3 2/3, 6 runs, 6 hits, 7.56 ERA. Nice night. Mm-hmm. But he pitched, so give him the MVP. That's it. And 6-1, as you mentioned, the Canucks lead the Coyotes. All right, Joe. So tomorrow night, like we said, monster night. We're going to have baseball going on. We've got the two playing games in the NBA. We've got a lot to do for the weekend. All the first-round NBA games. Got the RBC. A lot of baseball. A lot of hockey. And, yes, the USFL. So a lot to corral tomorrow night, Joe, before we head into the weekend.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm chomping at the bit. Crypto play on Saturday with the Tigers.
Man, he gives it out 2 days in advance, the crypto play. 2 days in advance. Great job again, as always, by Matias. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow here on the grid.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.